This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. July 4th fireworks displays have been called off in several cities due to wildfire concerns. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on how some towns are trying something different.
Vail and at least four other Colorado communities will put on drone light shows for the first time this Independence Day. Jeremy Gross is an event coordinator for the town. He says drone shows are a safer alternative that many people haven't seen before.
I love fireworks. I will have a place in my heart always for fireworks. But I think there will be other times of the year where we'll still be able to shoot fireworks in a much safer way.
Gypsum, Castle Pines, and Durango have also planned patriotic drone shows for the weekend. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A man was shot and killed by Adams County Sheriff's deputies last night after he was allegedly threatening a woman's life. KMGH reports this happened inside an apartment complex on Pecos Street where deputies were responding to a domestic violence call. When they arrived, the man was holding a knife to a woman's neck, threatening to kill her. Deputies then shot him. The woman had a slash wound on her neck and was taken to a hospital. And a new study shows that banning abortion would lead to more maternal deaths. According to a CU Boulder report, a national ban would increase maternal mortality by 24%. The findings come less than a week after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It's currently 73 degrees in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.